another negative way of looking at this passage, that I look at it this way often, is that every good thing in our life will eventually be gone. It will be taken away from us. We will eventually lose everything. And the reason that I like to think about this is because it's good to go through life with a loose grip on the things of this world. You don't want to hold on too tightly of the things of this world. And I'll tell you why. Because if you try to cling tightly to the things of this world, you know what you're going to do? You're going to compromise or sin or make bad decisions because you're just trying to just hang on to things that are temporary. Okay. For example, you know, what are the things that are the most important to us in our life? What are the things that we love the most? What are the things we care about the most? You know, you can stop and think about it. You say, well, you know, family, friends, loved ones, right? Those are the most important things in our lives are the people in our lives. And then you can think about other really important things in your life, like your church. I hope that's important to you. You could think about your job. That's pretty important. And then you could think about the house that you live in and your possessions, you know, as you kind of move down the list of things that are in this world that matter to you. But let me tell you something. Eventually, you will lose them all of them, every single one of them. So when God asks you to put everything on the altar, when God asks you to be willing to lose everything, when God says, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life. You know what my attitude is? If God says to me, be faithful unto death, I'm just going to say, you know what? That's easy because I was going to die anyway. So basically, God's telling me to do something that I was going to do no matter what. Because no matter how unfaithful I am, I'm still going to die. I could go hide and cower and not speak the truth, not preach, not witness to people, and just keep all my beliefs totally secret. I could go get some cabin in the woods and get off the grid and just get the most organic food and stay clear of all the pollution and all the junk and eat healthy, live healthy, not mess with anybody, and just be totally, but you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to die if I do that. And so what, I might live to be 119 years old and 364 days and then die. But eventually I'm going to die. So here's the thing. Maybe my vapor can last a little longer than somebody else's vapor, but they're both a vapor.
Right.
And so if you actually understand the fact that we're all going to die, we're all going to eventually lose everything, then when God asks us to sacrifice something, you know what we can say? You know what? Yeah, I'll sacrifice that because I was going to lose it anyway. Think about that. It makes it a lot easier to sacrifice when you stop thinking that things are permanent. You think your bank account is permanent? It's not. This building that we're in, one day this building will not exist. This building will be completely gone. Okay, now you say, well, who cares because this is a pretty humble building. But you know, there are a lot of churches that have a pretty fancy building. And they're pretty proud of that building. And they would even look down at our church and talk down to our church. I don't think a single news article has ever been written in the history of journalism about our church that didn't mention,
oh, they're meeting in a, you know, rented office space, you know, meeting in a strip mall, meeting in a rented,
right? Because that's supposedly some kind of an insult. But what's the difference if we're meeting in a rented office space or if we're meeting in some cathedral-like hall? They're both going to burn up. They're both going to be gone someday. They're both not going to exist a few hundred years from now. They're both going to be consumed. So why does it matter? It doesn't. But the people that are gathered here tonight, guess what? They're all going to be gone someday too. 100 years from now, virtually no one in this building is going to be alive on this earth. You know, unless the second coming of Christ and the millennium and all that. But humanly speaking, 100 years from now, probably none of us are going to be here. But here's the thing. That's what we see. That's the body. The things that are seen are temporal. So I see a bunch of bodies out here. They're all going to be gone someday. Now, the souls inside those bodies are still going to exist 100 years from now, 200 years from now. But can we see the soul? No, because the things that are not seen are eternal. So I'd rather spend my time worried about preaching to souls, getting souls saved, edifying souls, because that's what matters, than to spend my time trying to get a fancier building and trying to impress people with facilities and vehicles and clothes and all the things that are going to be gone someday. So we need to realize that the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are not seen are eternal. Eventually, I'm going to lose everything. You say, my spouse is everything to me. You're going to lose your spouse someday. My kids, it's all about my kids. You will lose your children someday. My parents, your parents are going to be gone someday. Your brother, your sister, your friends, they're all eventually going to be gone. And sorry, this isn't Mormonism where, you know, the family stays together for all eternity and whatever. Folks, you need to realize that the things on this earth are all temporary. Here's another way of putting it. Everything in your life is borrowed. That's the, you know what I mean? Stop and think about that. And this is why we need to just enjoy what we have while we have it. Every day that God gives us is a gift. Every day with our spouse is a gift. Every day with our children is a gift. Every day in our nice homes and in our nice vehicles is a gift. Every day at our job is a gift. Every day that we get to go to church, every service we attend is a gift. And you need to enjoy it and not take it for granted, because it will all be gone someday and it's all temporary. But I'm not saying that to be doom and gloom and negative, because you know what? I can enjoy my wife today. I can enjoy my kids today. I can enjoy serving the Lord today. I'm enjoying being at church today, because today is all that I'm guaranteed. Today is all that I have.